USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
In his State of the Union address, President Trump calls for an end to what he calls foolish wars, also calling for an end to, quote, ridiculous partisan investigations. And he spent a fair amount of time outlining plans for bolstering border security.
More law enforcement, drug detection at our ports, closing loopholes that enable child smuggling, and plans for a new physical barrier or wall.
Republicans applauding the speech, but he couldn't please everyone, especially Democrats, as House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says,
"The overwhelming reaction that I'm receiving is that the president talked about security in so many different ways, and he totally ignored the gun violence epidemic in our country."
The president announcing a second summit with North Korea's leader late next month in Vietnam, and this is USA Radio News.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance, just like the pros. Visit Pennzoil.com/rebate to save on Pennzoil Synthetics. Terms apply.
Liberty Mutual Insurance knows you're focusing on the road right now, so we'll just describe our newspaper print ad to you. It's a tiny square that's colored a newspaper shade of gray that has you thinking yellow. As the words read, Liberty Mutual customizes your insurance so you only pay for what you need. Now that's the kind of print ad that'll make you glad you still read newspapers.
Go to LibertyMutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer.
Not everybody believes Virginia's Democratic governor when he says he was not one of the two people in a racist photo in his med school yearbook from the mid-1980s. But his roommate at the time says he remembers the party where the photo was taken. And Rob Marsh says Governor Northam was not either of the men in that picture.
I was at the Halloween party that Ralph went to, and I know what he wore exactly. Ralph comes out, and he's dressed. I remember it because he had a three-piece suit on, and he had a briefcase.
Marsh spoke on NBC News. Meanwhile, lawmakers in both parties are still calling on the Democratic governor to step down amid the controversy. Pope Francis acknowledging the scandal of priests sexually abusing nuns, making his first public comments about the issue yesterday as he returned to Rome on a flight from Abu Dhabi, saying steps are being taken to fight that problem. And this is USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
We are hearing from the NFL's Tom Brady after his big win in Super Bowl 53 in Atlanta. USA Radio's Tim Berg with the story.
Fresh off his record-breaking sixth Super Bowl victory, New England Patriots quarterback Tom Brady sits down with ABC's Good Morning America to discuss football and his life and how he's trying to put into words winning on Sunday.
You know, for me, I don't know what to think, you know, other than I'm just blessed and I know that I'll be given back for the rest of my life, you know. I know how hard it is to play in the NFL, you know, and I have so much respect for the players. The way the Rams play, I mean, they played so good on defense and so proud of our guys for fighting. Just glad to come away with a Super Bowl win.
Brady also says he's not the biggest fan of compliments.
I guess I take compliments worse than I take. I wish you would say you're trash, you're too old, you're too slow, you can't get it done no more. And I would say, thank you very much. I'm
you're driven, you're driven by criticism more than you're driven by success.
Yeah, absolutely.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Retailers expecting a banner year. Here's USA Radio's Chris Barnes from Washington, D.C.
The National Retail Federation is the nation's largest retail trade group, and it's forecasting retail sales could grow between 3.8% and 4.4% to more than $3.8 trillion this year. As it says, shoppers remain in a mood to spend in a strong economy. Still, the Federation does acknowledge an ongoing trade war and a volatile stock market could threaten that growth.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.